Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today on CityCast Philly, there are a lot of new policies aimed at improving Kensington, a neighborhood in North Philly that's long been the center of the city's opioid epidemic and a hotspot for homelessness. 7th District Councilmember Ketsi Lozada is one driving force behind these changes. I'm speaking with Lozada about the challenges facing her district and her favorite spots in the area. It's Monday, March 25th. I'm Trinae Nuri, and here's what Philly's talking about. Councilmember Ketsi Lozada, welcome to CityCast Philly.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Thanks for being here. You were reelected this past November to serve your first full term representing the 7th District. Can you tell me about your district? What's something you think not enough people know about the 7th District?
Yes, this last election was a really exciting one. I had the opportunity to serve my first four-year term. And what many people don't know about the 7th Council District is that it is extremely diverse. I represent some of the poorest residents in the city of Philadelphia. I have middle-income families, and I have some families that are a little more well-off. And so the district, depending on how you travel and where you travel through, is a really great reflection of the city of Philadelphia. You can find yourself in El Centro de Oro, which is where in the Fairhill community where many of our Latinos live. You can find yourself in Hunting Park, which is a very diverse neighborhood made up of Black and brown residents. You can find yourself in Juniata, where we have a concentration of some of our Arab Americans and Asians, as well as Latinos. There's a lot of folks that come from different parts of the U.S. and other countries, and they make up what is the 7th Council District.
I know that there's a lot of work that you do and that you focus on, but I want to start with one neighborhood, and that's Kensington. Last month, you and three of your colleagues on council launched the Kensington Caucus. And I saw on Instagram that you all even made Letterman jackets. Why did you all form this group?
I think it was important to form the group of the four of us as a caucus. And basically, we needed to ensure that together we work to create policy and legislation, make decisions on the ground that would directly impact community residents. And taking the opportunity to sit down and purposefully talk to each other about what we were hearing really showed us that many of the residents in our districts, regardless of where they were, really were concerned about some of the very same things. And so it made sense for us to work together strategically to create policy and work together with the administration to find ways to improve the quality of life for the residents of all of our districts.
What are some of those specific policies that your group is focused on?
We've been talking with businesses, and so I'm sure that you all have heard that there is a policy or an ordinance in place that would require some of our businesses on our commercial corridors to close between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. The purpose of that was to ensure or to create another tool for some of our public safety officials to be able to identify what was exactly happening on the commercial corridor and put their finger very quickly on the illegal activity or activity, nuisance activity that happened during that time. We have started a 24-hour cleaning pilot that would require those who have commercial corridor cleaning contracts to address the trash that was accumulating during the course of the day throughout the Target area. We should not have been seeing the amount of trash that was being accumulated if services were being poured into that particular area. And what we found when we started to work closely with these groups was that they all were supposed to be cleaning in the same area at the same time. As a result of that, we were able to say, okay, folks, between this time and this time, your group will be cleaning in this Target area, which was different from the others, right? And so spreading them out while keeping them within the Target area, but not on top of each other, allowed us to really see the difference in the trash accumulation, the difference in how we were responding to short dumping, the difference in students being able to come to and from school without tripping over trash.
I want to talk about the triage center. Tell me about that and why you wanted to open that up.
The Parker administration is in the process of looking at what would a triage center look like, or what would a center look like when you're on the street in Kensington and you're talking to families, or you're talking to those who are suffering from addiction, or you're talking to providers, or you're talking to residents. One of the things that you hear often, and it is very common in all of our districts, is where do we take people if they tell you that they want to come off the street, right? I think that all of us on the caucus agree that allowing people to live on our sidewalks is irresponsible, right? It is inhumane of us to allow it to continue. But where do we take them? And I think that was a question that not just the caucus heard, but that the administration has also heard. And so together we have been talking about what exactly do we do, right? Where do we take them? Is it a triage center? Is it a resource center? Is it a shelter? What does it look like? And so I think that triage center kind of stuck to people, and that's what that's what we've been calling it. But the goal is to identify that place to bring people in out of the elements, really identify where they are physically. Many of the people that are living unhoused suffer from wounds and have a lot of underlying health issues that really need to be addressed before we start talking about prevention and recovery. And so the conversation that we have been supporting the Parker administration with is, where is that physical location where people are brought into and out of the elements where we could provide some wraparound services to?
More on this issue after the break. This is CityCast Philly.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What do you hear from service providers who work with unhoused people or people experiencing addiction?
I think that it just depends on who you're talking to, right? I think some of these service providers don't want to work themselves out of a job. And then there are service providers that are really doing everything they possibly can to be able to bring or restore quality of life to the residents of the Kensington community. So it really depends. Some of them are very concerned about the unhoused population's wounds. Some of them are very concerned about the time frame that it would take us to address what an individual is going through, and will we be able to respond fast enough before they go into that dope sick phase, I guess is what they're calling it. And others are concerned about, you know, are we forcing people to accept recovery? The answer is no, we're not. We recognize that Every single individual that is living on the streets of Kensington has their own story about how they got there and where they are right now. And they're in a different place on their journey. And so we are partnering, like I said before, with everyone that has a service that they are providing and who are willing to work with us to respond to the need on the ground differently than what we've been doing it up to now, because we recognize that how we've been doing it for many years has not worked.
I want to talk about another big story from your district, is that two new city-run health centers are coming. Tell me why these centers will be important in your district.
The health department and the city of Philadelphia started to do a survey. One of the questions was, do you use a health center? And if so, where? Many of those residents responded yes, and they responded that they use Health Center 10, which is found in the Northeast. When they went to Health Center 10 and they surveyed where these residents were coming from, they were coming from a zip code in my district known as 19124. And so the research showed that they needed a health center that would be able to address a large constituency of people. Health Center 10 currently, in order for an adult to get an appointment, would have to wait months to be able to see a doctor. And so what that means is that our community gets sicker as a result of not being able to see a primary physician. Some of their health concerns get worse. Some of our children are not able to attend school or return to school for something as simple as a vaccine or an outdated vaccination record. Some of them are not able to participate in after school or sports activities as a result of not having a full physical. And so all of these things are things that can be avoided if we had a location that was ready to respond to their need. And so we have identified two locations. One will be at the Frankfurt Transportation Center that will be a part of a mixed-use development project. And the other one was earmarked to go to the Friends Hospital campus.
What are some other challenges you like to fix in the areas you represent?
One of the things that we need to work on better in the 7th Council District is housing, right? We have a huge housing crisis. We don't have enough places for people to live for the amount of people that are in need of affordable housing. And so the southern end of my district being quickly gentrified and people having to be having to move as a result of displacement and not being able to afford a community that they have generationally called home, it's a lot, right? I mean, we have to find spaces throughout the 7th Council District where we can offer affordable housing and recognize that not everyone is going to be a homeowner. People like to rent. People don't want the responsibilities of being a homeowner. So we need to be able to create spaces that would work for everyone. Some of our seniors want to age in place. They don't want to go elsewhere. They want to age in place. So finding spaces or creating development projects that would help to allow our seniors to age in place is something that I want to work on.
Okay, so a lot of things there. I want to shout out some positives, though, and help people who may not know the 7th District very well to get to know it a little bit better. So we give a lot of recommendations on our show. So we're going to ask you this. What's your favorite park in the 7th District?
I would choose Northwood Park. It is the park that I now call my home park. And it's not really big. It's a small park, but it is a community space. And residents tend to congregate there just after an evening stroll to walk their dog or just to get some fresh air.
Favorite restaurant in the 7th District?
My favorite restaurant would probably have to be Freddie and Tony's restaurant. It's a small community, family-owned business.
What do they serve? What's your favorite dish?
Delicious Spanish food. So I tend to eat the same thing all the time, rice and beans. I'll eat pork chops. I'll eat chicken. I'll eat, you know, I love Spanish food. And so I always enjoy stopping into small places like that that remind me of my grandma's kitchen.
Nice. What about favorite bar? Do you have a favorite bar that you like to go to at Seventh District?
Favorite bar, Halftime Good Time is my favorite bar, which is found in the Norris Square community.
Okay, what about this one? Favorite piece of public art in the district?
Wow, okay. So Mural Arts partnered with a Puerto Rican artist, and you're going to kill me because I cannot remember his name right now, but the mural is of a Puerto Rican woman superhero. It's in the Norris Square community. I'm not even going to say the name of the Black because I can't remember it, and I know I'm going to get it wrong.
Okay, I think we just pulled up a picture of it, and it is really, really beautiful. There's this woman superhero holding the Puerto Rican flag, and there's also faces of other historical folks. Do you know who they are?
They are people who have been pioneers in the Latino community, who have done something very significant in the Latino Philadelphia community and as we migrated here.
All right, that was Councilmember Ketsy Lozada. Thanks so much for coming on CityCast Philly.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this episode with Councilmember Ketsy Lozada, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, to learn more about what else Philly's talking about. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye.